Rick, thank you very much for allowing us to come out here and talk to you about what happened last week between you and Dusty. Both you men, world champions in your own right, you lost control out there. Both you men lost control. How is this going to affect you in that match?
Well, David, first of all, you or your brother or any member of the Crockett organization are always welcome in my home. But you said something a moment ago that is entirely wrong, and that's part of the reason that things like what happened last week happen. You called us both world champions in our own right. I'm the world champion. Dusty Rhodes has been a world champion. He wants to be where Ric Flair is. Now you see, when you take two men that are intense, quality athletes, that are money ball players. And you know what I mean when I'm talking about a money ball player, a man that's always been in the big money in professional sports, whatever a sport may be. Dusty Rhodes and I have always been there. I've spent 10 years putting myself where I am today. He spent 10, 11, 12 years, whatever it is, putting himself where he is today. We're both at the top of our field. The difference is that I'm the world champion. He wants to be the world champion again. Now, when you take a situation like that and you put a $1 million purse on top of that anybody can get excited real easily. Now, one of the reasons that I told you I wasn't going to be on your program live this week was because I'm not going to allow this to happen again. Nobody's going to upset me. Nobody's going to psych me out. And let's face it, Dusty Rhodes is one of the masters of psychology in sports today. He knows how to get someone riled up. He got me riled up. I lost it. But let me just go with you for 1 second about the things in life that Ric Flair has now and why the $1 million means so much to me and why being the world heavyweight champion means so much. You see, I could take Wayne and the camera around my home for the better part of an hour, showing the people out there the things that I've been able to acquire since becoming the world heavyweight champion. But we're not here to show anybody or take anybody on a tour of my house. I could take them out in the driveway and show them my Mercedes-Benz or my Corvette. I could take them out to the lake and show them my boat. But we'll just run that camera right down here one time, Wayne. You're looking at $13,000 of 18-karat gold with diamonds around it called a Rolex watch. Now, I'm not a banker, and I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a brain surgeon. I'm the greatest wrestler alive today. Everything I have is because my name is Ric Flair and because I'm the world heavyweight champion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not, I'm the greatest wrestler alive today. And if Dusty Rhodes is to walk into Greensboro Thanksgiving night and try and take the world heavyweight championship from me and try and take the $1 million from me, he's going to have to be a better man. I don't think so. Dusty, wherever you are, and David, once again, I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk to these fans and to Dusty Rhodes. Wherever you are, you know deep down that you're going to have to be a better man than Ric Flair to take all of this away from him. Brother, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it one more time. Diamonds are forever. And so is Ric Flair.
excuse me again.
I don't deal with you until 3 o'clock.
See, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. There's really no reason for you and I to fight because I'm not going to do that piece anymore.
I know you're not. Because I told you, I don't like people knowing about me. Listen to me, you little shit. You and me are gonna fight at 3 o'clock, and there is nothing you can do about it.
But...
I worry 'cause you're stepping out. Do I worry 'cause you've got me in doubt? Though your kisses aren't right, do I give a bag of beans? Do I stay home every night and read my magazines? Am I frantic 'cause we've lost the spark? Is there panic when it starts turning dark? And when evening shadows creep, do I lose any sleep over you? Do I worry? You can bet your life I do.
Do I worry when the Iceman calls? Do I worry if Niagara falls? Though you treat me just like dirt, you think I give a snap? Are my feelings really hurt when you're sitting in somebody else's lap? Am I curious when the gossip flies? Am I furious about your little white lies? And when all our evenings end, 'cause you got a sick friend that needs you, do I worry? Honey, you know doggone well I do.
Am I frantic 'cause we've lost the spark? Is there panic when it starts turning dark? And when evening shadows creep, do I lose any sleep over you? Do I worry? You can bet your life I do.
Is eliminated, that entire team must return to the locker room.
And this is all about the WWF Tag Team titles. Whoever wins this Battle Royal gonna get a shot at the Royal Rumble.
And there's no telling who the Tag Team champions will be.
Look at this.
Remember, over the top rope, both feet gotta touch the floor to be eliminated. And who will end up from this Tag Team Battle Royal as the number one contenders? And who will meet the Tag Team champions, whomever they may be, at the Royal Rumble, which is already sold out in Madison Square Garden next month.
Wait a minute, are these guys out or what?
I think Edge and Mosh. And Mosh went through the ropes, got over the top.
Wait a minute. Look at Mosh.
Rather unorthodox offense there by Mosh, pulling something out. Wait a minute, I think one of the posse members just got eliminated. And Joey Abs now is in, and Joey Abs did start the match. It was Pete Gass and Rodney.
Well, all for one and one for all. We still got two posse members in the ring.
Only got one referee out here trying to keep some order here, and I don't know how prudent that decision was.
Mosh has pulled the stuffing out of his bra. Remind me of my first girlfriend. Oh,
Wait a minute. See, the Joey Asgall. Wait, the posse should be out of here. Rodney got eliminated once. He's back in. Joey has replaced him illegally, I might add. He's out. Now Rodney's back in.
These guys went to scholarship in Greenwich, or went to high school on a scholarship. They're smart. Oh, look at this.
Well, they're not that smart. They weren't valedictorians of the Battle Royal School because the posse has been eliminated. The first team out of here.
How'd that happen?
Oh. Referee Jim Corderas sending the posse back to their locker room.
He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
Shh, white lightning.
Well, the team and revenuers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, I asked my old pappy why he called his brew white lightning instead of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the team and revenuers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, a city slicker came and he said, I'm tough, I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took one swig slug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenuers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Known as the Ringmaster.
Oh, yeah.
I think his peers here in the World Wrestling Federation dubbed him the Ringmaster. I would suggest to you, from the look on his face and his attitude, knowing him a bit better now, he's stone cold, if anything. And that certainly would describe his heart.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. I love him, McMahon.
And Austin now, coming off the rope. Oh. Missing with that kick. And, oh,
wow.
Look out now, trying to set up Savio Vega. Stone Cold Steve Austin, yes, nicely done. And who knows, maybe one of these.
Oh, what a shot there.
Oh. And another one.
He better not make Austin. Oh. Man.
And Savio Vega taking it to Stone Cold Steve Austin. Look out. The knee's right into the midsection. And once again, Stone Cold Steve Austin in control.
Oh, yeah. We got him right here.
Cover in a foot. Watch it, ref.
Ooh.
Think it now. It's oh, my goodness.
Oh!
All right, a clothesline from behind. Yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin taking it to Savio Vega. Oh! And Ted DiBiase firing up Stone Cold Steve Austin, as if he needed it, brother.
Huge crowd here tonight in San Antonio, Texas. You said it's the home of Shawn Michaels. There's also something else here in San Antonio, McMahon. I can't remember what.
I think that might be the Alamo.
No. SeaWorld.
SeaWorld, I said. Oh, my goodness. And Stone Cold Steve Austin. Look at this. On the outside, this man, oh, literally as well as figuratively knows the ropes, doesn't he? Right now, I don't think either one of these two individuals are thinking about WrestleMania. They're simply,
oh, yeah.
This has been an intense match, man. Something's got to give here. Both of these guys want it real bad. Look at Vega.
Savio Vega, Street Fighter with a hard right hand. Vega with another one now. Stone Cold Steve Austin fighting around now. It's Savio Vega with the advantage. Coming off the rope, Savio Vega. Yes! Hip toss nicely down.
Get out of there, get out of there.
Stone Cold Steve Austin having his problems. Vega turning it on to the buckle, and here he comes.
Oh, no!
Unbelievable. What momentum.
He has got to be knocked out like a light.
Stone Cold Steve Austin may be knocked out. No! Where did he get that from? Oh, and a shot there. Oh, look at this. A spike fest developing on the outside.
Get in the ring, Stone Cold.
Vega trying to get back in and out.
Seven.
Austin pulls him out.
He's up to 7-8.
Stone Cold Steve Austin trying to make it in now. Both men on the apron. Both men still slugging it out. Neither individual apparently able to make the count. Savio Vega, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then look at this.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, that's one way to come in. Ho-ho.
Vega got counted out.
The result of this match is a double countout.
No!
And both men counted outside. Nonetheless, I guess they haven't even heard the bell. Look at this. Stone Cold Steve Austin. And the official.
What's the referee doing? Is he crazy?
Trying to pull him off. Oh, bro!
No!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Greed is right. Greed works.
is there a... thing and then I tie it to that thing there and then I pull it down this thing here and I pull it back up. My glasses! I can afford more glasses! Time you can do it. Do it. Come on, Dennis. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Gotta go. Oh, nice boy. Nice boy! Nice, dinosaur. Oh, thought you were one of your big brothers. You're not so bad. You're not so bad. What do you want? What do you want? You want food? Look at me. I just fell down a hill. I'm soaking wet. I don't have any food. I have no food on me. I have nothing on me. Come on. Pipette? Look, see. See a stick? Yeah, look, my stick. Look, stick. Stick, stupid. That's a stick, boy. Yes. You like your stick? Go on, get it. And no wonder you're extinct. I'm gonna run you over when I come back down.
Hit!
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitro, it's on the air, and you are looking outside of the Civic Coliseum in Knoxville, Tennessee, the site of Nitro. The NWO has arrived.
U.S. champion, tag team champions, world heavyweight Hollywood champion, sweet Eric Bischoff, master of the universe, trillionaire Ted. We are on a roll, man.
Liz looking sweet.
Good, Liz.
I like
bubbling
it.
Bubbling up with suckers. I'm talking about WCW and the four-horn, crippled, red-headed stepchild, former Rowdy Roddy Piper. I say, let's go in and devastate him some more.
Man, what's your game last night?
Oh, this isn't enough?
All right, man. So much fun.
Man. You don't
stronger than ever, man. We're stronger than ever.
Good. Everybody, big win last night.
NWO titles, world titles. U.S. title. What's left, Hollywood?
We got it all. We got it all, man.
Where are we going?
To the very top.
I like it, man.
NWO belt firmly intact. Hollywood at the helm.
G-Money, you ain't got nothing to say?
You know, when you really look at it, you're talking about the NWO belt.
Right.
You see this right here on the belt? Right there, boss?
Whoa, let me stop you right now. We're all a family. We're all blood.
We're all brothers and sister.
The thing is, when you mess with Hollywood, you don't drop the ball.
No.
The thing is, though, we're blood. We're all blood.
Right.
And even though you drop the ball, we prove the point to the whole world that even if we stutter step a little bit, we're so powerful because of the blood, the bond. It can't stop us.
No.
Okay. Just say for harmonious sake, okay, I dropped the ball.
You did.
That's fine.
Bumble
I
Rootsky.
Dropped the point.
Bumble.
Here's
Bumble
the point. Here's the point I want to make. You told me that if I won World War III, I went through 60
top athletes
in the world.
And a fine job you did.
Yeah.
For one thing,
yeah.
I want a shot at the NWO World Heavyweight Championship.
You got it. You got it. Here's
it's the deal. It's all in the family.
Wait, stop.
Quiet,
stop.
Man.
It's
quiet.
All in the family. Let me explain it to you. You guys know the deal.
We know.
You know the deal. Here's the deal. I told you, everything I told you is true. You go out and devastate 60 men with the help of the brothers, Saul and the family.
Yes.
And then you get your title shot. It's all the truth. But the thing is, the title shot is a buy. That means we got more time to go to L.A. and party, more time to make more deals.
Another movie.
And the deal is, you're not the enemy. I love you, man.
Don't worry.
You're not the enemy. You bought us some time. Your title shot is a buy for us. We're not fighting over this thing. And as long as the belt stays in the family, we're cool.
Take care of business.
I can't have a chance to be the lead dog. Is this what you're telling me?
Cool down, man. You're missing the point. Here's the deal. I told you, as long as the belt is within the NWO family, everything's cool. As long as the belt's on me. You understand that? I'm Hollywood.
He's going to run with it, man.
Here's the deal.
We'll block.
Hold on, big man. Here's the deal. You stutter step, you fumble, you drop the ball. Don't make the mistake of dropping the ball again.
No.
Don't embarrass me again. You drop the ball.
Get that camera out. Get that out of here. Get it out of here. Enough.
running down my back. She gives me chills, she gives me all kind of hot fevers.